Y'all, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And my name is Stephen Douglas Whitener. This show is called Thought Crime Live. And it's Saturday, January 28th, 2023. And, you know, I let that song play another extra verse there that said, talking about how they lie and deceive and want us to believe world wars can be won. Everybody loses in a world war. There are no winners in war. That's what it's designed to do. I wanted to talk about that more today, kind of pick up a little bit where that roundtable we were having yesterday on Beyond the Official Narrative left off, because it's infuriating to see this thing play out again and again and again. But hey, before I get into that, I want to remind y'all, please, to support Republic Broadcasting Network. It's a listener-supported platform, and you know, I really appreciate it being here a lot. It is really a favorite thing of mine to come on and talk to the listeners and listen to my co-hosts. I learn a lot more from them than anybody ever would from me. And I mean, where else would you have, could you get what you get here at Republic Broadcasting Network? In fact, let me go back and give you the number where you can donate. It's a 800 number. I just had it. All right. I wanted to. Sorry, folks. I 800-724-2719 at extension 3. You can use a debit card, credit card. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3. And, you know, if you want to commit a real thought crime, you take a $100 bill and put it in an envelope and mail that to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you know, I really appreciate the freedom we have to speak here. There's not other places. Where else are you going to get the Johnny Carson of the dissident right, Mr. Richard Carey, on Beyond the Official Narrative at noon every day? I heard him described as that, and that's an excellent description. That I really enjoy that show, and you know, a lot of fair and right before me. There's a lot of good stuff here that I really enjoy listening to, and you can commit thought crimes with me on Saturday. So I really appreciate the listeners and your support. And I wanted to go back now to this situation with this perpetual war, these masters of war, right? It's been done over and over again. My father was a veteran of World War II. He was one of Merrill's Marauders. They fought behind enemy lines in the northern part of Burma, in the mountains where the foothills of the Himalayas, in the Kachin area. And it was a nightmare. Okay, so, you know, he went through a really, really hard time in that campaign. And I met a lot of his colleagues afterwards over time, but he hated war. And when I was a kid, it was during Vietnam, was going on when I was real young, and kids that were want to do back then, we'd take sticks and rocks and we would play war with each other. And, you know, I remember my dad, I think I might've told y'all listeners this story before, but it formed a lot of my opinions, I guess, over the years. You know, it's a big influence on me, how I came to look at this thing differently. He took me aside, and it was the time that the Patton movie had come out. He took my neighbors, my friend here in the neighborhood, both of us, to see that movie, Patton, and told us that we had fought the wrong enemy, and that war was a racket. He said, it's not a game, son. Y'all out here playing war. And he started talking to me about things like that. But it was many years later when I first looked into, you know, how all wars are bankers' wars. They're drummed up. There's no, you know, it just buries the poor, feeds the rich, and buries the poor. That's why I put it. And I wanted to get specifically into, I haven't done this before on my show, but I've heard it. I printed this particular story out to read from South Front about what's going on at the moment. And it's, you know, it is concerning, but in a sense, I think that it's not as big a threat as other things that face us here. It says here from southfront.org, the Ukrainian army is preparing for counteroffensives. U.S. President Joe Biden said, according to him, offensive operations of the Ukrainian military are planned in the early spring. Now the United States and its servants are sponsoring offensive actions and provide Ukraine with weapons so that its military could try to change the situation on the battlefield. The United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, which is equal to one Ukrainian tank battalion. Germany also announced that it would hand over 41 Leopard tanks to Kiev and allow the Allies to supply these vehicles to Kiev. In total, Germany as partners intend to provide 112 Leopard tanks. However, new gifts only got Kiev famished. Ukraine will seek supplies of long-range missiles and aircraft. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said in response to the announcement of tanks and supplies, he says, we have to supply aircraft for Ukraine, and this is a dream, and this is the task, he said. The next day after his statements, Politico reported, citing military officials and diplomats, that Western countries were discussing the possibility of supplying jet fighters to Ukraine. The next natural step would be fighters, a diplomat from one of the Nordic countries told the newspaper. He noted that there is a red line for Western support for Ukraine, but it is changing. For example, last summer it concerned the supply of HIMARS missile systems, which Kiev eventually received. Then the same thing happened with the supply of tanks. On January 26th, the Minister of Defense of Slovakia said that his country was thinking about the supply of MiG-29 fighters to Kiev. Earlier, the Dutch foreign minister said that the country was ready to consider transferring F-16 multiple-purpose fighters to Ukraine if Kiev officially requests military aircraft. Amid the ongoing discussion about the possibility of Western supplies of aircraft for Ukraine, Lockheed Martin from the United States is considering plans to increase production of F-16 fighters. That's not far from here where they make those. As a matter of fact, where I live, that's not in the article, but yeah, it just boils down to they want to make us all targets, it seems like. Officials of NATO countries are openly declaring that they are waging aggressive war against Russia without publicly declaring it and without observing internal political procedures. That is, without consent of their own people, declaration of martial law, a declaration of war. And you know, it's been that way, another aside, that way here since Korea, that we've been sending armies to fight wars without declaring the war. I mean, I'm thinking that somehow leaves us exempt from its karmic consequences. And, we've seen that's not true. So they openly, massively, and systematically send various weapons to the Ukrainian front lines, including heavy military equipment for offensive operations. Military personnel and units of NATO countries take part in hostilities and coordinate military operations of the Ukrainian army. Special services of NATO countries prepare and coordinate terrorist attacks on the territory of the Russian Federation. And we've seen that. The bridge there going from Crimea to Russia, I mean, just, you know, our hands are all over that is what they said, and I don't doubt it. You know, I don't have proof of that, but it sure, imagine it from the other side for a moment. NATO has to admit that it has already entered the war against Russia. This means that military facilities, infrastructure facilities, and political decision-making centers located on the territory of NATO countries become legitimate targets for Russian missiles. And, you know, who asked us? Didn't ask me. You know, they're just, and we started this whole situation, as it was so infuriating, back in 2014 with Victoria Nuland, and our criminal State Department went in to overthrow this country, which was just one on a long list, you know, to feed these masters of war. And so now it's coming home to roost, so to speak. It's coming back to where we could be legitimately considered targets of Russia's military. And I don't know why they drag it on. You know, it seems to me also that there's been a lot of holdback by Russia. From what I've read the reports, they certainly didn't do the shock and awe and just obliterate everything, what we did to Iraq. And for what? You know, that's another point of, you know, that those weapons of mass destruction and all that whole lie. We've been doing this this same operation over and over for a while, it's really infuriating just to live through it and to see people I know, people I'm close to. My father went through it, of course, and then a stepson of mine was in Iraq, and it came back, was really, really messed. It was horrifying, you know, what it turned him into. And I've seen it turn a lot of my friends into the same thing. It's hard to watch. And I know that the listeners of RBN agree. You know, this is one place where we're anti-war, I do believe. I don't hear anyone here calling for more war. You know, it's just, you don't hear that. But who would? You know, our media has been bought and paid for a long time. And they're actually, they're giving us enemy war transmissions, it seems like, at this point. I've heard that said about our media, the criminal media that controls what we can hear and say and eventually think. So I wanted to give my opinion about this thing, okay, a little more, that this, the war itself is the enemy, and they don't wage war on anything but us. Eventually, they call it a war on drugs and a war on terror, a war on poverty, even any of those things that your government brings up. They're just weapons that they're using in the war on you. That's the way it seems to me. That you know, terror is a weapon or a tactic of war, I guess you should say, or it used to be. Now it's total war all the time. I think that's what this full spectrum dominance phrase really refers to. That the thing I had, I remember a caller saying that this thing we hold in our hand, this is a weapon of war. We think that it's just, you know, our communication device, or it's for me to do this, but that's where it came from and what it is being used for. I agree with that. I forgot who, it was a caller that said that yesterday, and I think that's correct. They've been war gaming this thing for a long time. And there was another thing about that's that I wanted to say about that. I hope that will come back to me, because this deception, that's what it is. That was what I wanted to say, was that We talked about the possibility of this war going nuclear yesterday too, and we discussed that. I don't know. I haven't seen any evidence that Russia has used any depleted uranium ammunition, and we obliterated Afghanistan, Iraq, and the area there for a long time to come with the contamination in the water supply that has, you know, it has poisoned that place, and you know, that's standard operating procedure for us. But if Russia has not done that, which I haven't seen evidence they have, and they are calling out NATO for planning to send this in and use now, well, then that does show a big difference between, you know, the motivation of them and of NATO. You can see NATO has been encircling Russia ever since the Soviet Union turned into the Confederation of Independent States back in 1990, 91. And we made agreements. We broke every treaty that we made. You know, recently, Russia has gotten to the point that Lavrov was saying the treaties have all been broken at this point. I mean, you know, I grew up with the fear of the World War III, that we would think it would be over in a flash, that it would start with a nuke, and it would be, and it just is going to be one long grind, like they all are, I believe, that we're afraid of the wrong things. And, you know, that depleted uranium, that's been done to a lot of places, and for them to do that to, quote, you know, our own people, so to speak, it's infuriating. I don't know how you can fight against something like that, but that's my point of view, that is very the worst thing that we do, but that the most dangerous weapon that is used against us is not the nukes or even the depleted uranium, but deception itself, along with this device I'm holding in my hand and all of our media. That's the most powerful weapon that's arrayed against us right now. is deception. We're deceived into believing all kinds of things. And then we'll be shown the opposite just to confuse us. It has to, you know, does a virus exist? It does. It doesn't. Be afraid of this. Be afraid of that very air you breathe. You know, don't go out. UV is going to get you. You know, you'll get a cancer cell. So wear this toxic sunscreen that'll be worse for you. And I mean, just I see it as a constant assault of that dialectic back and forth where they'll tell you one thing, then the other, and then provide something in the middle to steer your course. Just like pulling on the bridle of a horse. That's the kind of thing that I think of. Pavlov's dog. They're pushing us along with the media, and especially when you're watching something in the mainstream media. I don't watch much of that anymore these days. I you know, I'll go watch something that I've seen before, or I'll do something just to sit and watch something to be entertained. I can't do it anymore. It's not entertaining. I can't suspend disbelief anymore. But a lot of people get their information from that, I realize. And it's frustrating once you've seen past the matrix, I guess. I know most of the listeners of RBN have probably seen that movie, The Matrix, with Keanu Reeves. And he takes the red pill, and then they come look for him in his little pod and find him as he's about to die, and then wake him up. And that feeling you get when looking past some of these things can be just almost as disorienting as that would be. You know, it's like, especially the past couple of years, it's felt more that way with the COVID psyop going on. I get up in the morning sometimes now and I just, wow, wait a minute. Now, normalcy bias will wear away, and you know, I'll realize that what's going on again. And it's hard to function this way. It's like walking a tightrope between what you are aware of and then dealing with other people that aren't out in public. Some people probably would avoid people. I mean, you know, I've gotten to the point where I go out and just had people watch and try. If someone wants to engage in a conversation, then I let them. But I'm not going to go try to push anything on anybody. You know, that's just, I don't know. I don't think that's helpful for me anyway. I enjoy going to the Dixie Republic with one of the sponsors of RBN, because most of the people that I will meet that walk in there are at least awake enough to not be buying the mainstream media, you know, and even if they're just curious, you know, at least they have a curious mind. So most of the people that I meet there, that's not a cross section, I realize. I don't go out in public and engage people the way that I did when this thing started. I was just, you know, it was more intense. And people still are walking around wearing masks. You know, fear and deception. Deception to get us to fear. That deception is the most potent weapon that they have. And then the fear is the way that it works against us. Unnecessary fear. Stuff that doesn't make sense. And I think I might, do I hear the music coming up? I think we're going to break. I'll take some callers after the first break if anyone would like to call in and set me straight or give their opinion on this. And I do have another article that I wanted to read in case no one was interested. There's something else I was going to cover as well. I thought we were going to break, folks. I guess I'm still on. If anyone would like, let me call. Give that number out then. I hope I didn't drop off. I'm usually on a break at this point, so let me give the number. It's 512-248-8252. If you'd like to call in, it's 512-248-8252. And, I'll go on to this next article if there's, I thought, sorry, folks. I don't know if I'm on live or not, actually. I thought I was on break at this time, so let me go. I'll go on to this. There's another thing I wanted to discuss today. It's an old topic about DNA emitting light. It fascinates me that DNA emits ultraviolet light, and that it's when it's alive. It shows that we're kind of, it says, are humans really beings of light? I wanted to get into this some. Honestly, I don't know whether there's a break over me or not, or whether you guys can hear me. Sam, am I going out live? Can you hear me? Or I hope I didn't. Oh, okay, fine, thanks. All right, sorry, folks. I did not know that I was still live. Let me go to this article. It's the website from this. It's called viewzone.com, DNAX, and it's this guy, Gary Vey, is the author of this. And this has fascinated me for a while. It seems to be that we could have a lot better technology and strategies for dealing with sickness and illness and cancers and stuff, and have known this for a long time. And you know this if you listen to this network, that the healthcare system is definitely a fraud. And it goes back a lot farther than I realized, that the part about the carcinogens here in this article and the ultraviolet light that your cells use to communicate internally, it's very telling. And I'm surprised more hasn't been done with this information. And, you know, I haven't been able to find a lot about it. There's a book called Cure for All Diseases, which uses frequency and stuff in similar ways, but I've never seen anybody use that or do it live in a lab or anything. But this story, it says, I get a lot of suggestions for stories and I really appreciate them, but some of them are too good to be true. An example of this is a story of a giant human skeleton, maybe 40 feet tall, discovered by a Russian archaeological team. The story had photos and links cutting it and looked promising, but when the links were searched, they went in a circle. Each link used the other link as the source. Finally, the elements of the photos turned up and we recognized a good Photoshop job and fooled everyone. And it's okay. He had the same experience he's going on to say things that didn't turn out to be correct. But he claims that communication, this guy, Dr. Gorjajev, claims that this community, well, wait a minute. There was a scientist, Peter Gorjajev, had managed to intercept communications from a DNA molecule in the form of ultraviolet photons, light. What's more, he claimed to have captured the communication from one organism, a frog embryo, with a laser beam, and then transmitted it to another organism, a salamander, causing the latter embryo to develop into a frog, but that was just the beginning. He claims that this communication is not something that happens only inside the individual cells or between one cell and another. He claims organisms use this light to talk to other organisms and suggested that this could explain telepathy and ESP. It was like human beings already had their own wireless internet based on our DNA. Wow. And yet, I tried to find a scientific journal that had this experiment. All he could find were blogs and other websites that carried the same story word for word without any references, until he stumbled on the work of Fritz Albert Popp. Then everything I had just seemed very plausible. Fritz Albert Popp thought he had discovered a cure for cancer. I'm not convinced that he didn't. It was 1970, and Popp, a theoretical biophysicist at the University of Marburg in Germany, had been teaching radiology, the interaction of electromagnetic radiation on biological systems. Popp was too early to worry about things like cell phones and microwave towers, which are now commonly linked with cancers and leukemia. His world was much smaller. He had been examining two almost identical molecules, the benzoalpha-pyrene and polycyclic hydrocarbon, known to be one of the most lethal carcinogens to humans, and its twin, save for a tiny alteration in its molecular makeup, just the structure of the atoms, not the number and stuff. It bends light a different way. Benzoepyrene, he had illuminated both molecules with ultraviolet light in an attempt to find exactly what made these two almost identical molecules so different. Popp chose to work specifically with UV light because of the experiments of a Russian biologist named Alexander Gerwich, who, while working with onions in 1923, discovered that roots could stimulate a neighboring plant's roots if the two adjacent plants were in quartz glass pots, but not if they were in silicon glass pots. The only difference being that the silicon filtered UV wavelengths of light, while the quartz did not. Gerwich theorized that onion roots could communicate with each other by ultraviolet light. What Pop discovered was that the benzo-alpha-pyrene, the cancer-producing molecule, it absorbed the UV light, then re-emitted it at a completely different frequency. It was a light scrambler. Benzo-FE-pyrene, harmless to humans, allowed the UV light to pass right through unaltered. Pop was puzzled by this difference and continued to experiment with UV light and other compounds. He performed his test on 37 different chemicals, some cancer-causing, some not. After a while, he was able to predict which substances could cause cancer. In every instance, the compounds that were carcinogenic took the UV light, absorbed it, and changed or scrambled the frequency. There was another odd property of these compounds. Each of the carcinogens reacted only to light at a specific frequency, 380 nanometers in the ultraviolet range. Pop kept wondering why a cancer-causing substance would be a light scrambler. He began reading the scientific literature specifically about human biological reactions and came across information about a phenomenon called photorepair. It's well known from biological laboratory experiments that if you blast a cell with UV light so that 99% of the cell, including its DNA, is destroyed, you can almost entirely repair the damage in a single day just by illuminating the cell with the same wavelength at a much weaker intensity. And that's called photo repair, but no one has disputed it. Scientists don't understand it, but have not disputed it, they said. Pop also knew that patients with xeroderma pigmentosum eventually die of skin cancer because their photo repair system can't repair solar damage. He was also struck by the fact that photo repair works most efficiently at 380 nanometers, the same frequency that the cancer-causing compounds react to and scramble. This was where Pop made his logical leap. If the carcinogens only react to this frequency, it must somehow be linked to photo repair. If so, this would mean that there must be some kind of light in the body responsible for photo repair. A compound must cause cancer because it permanently blocks this light and scrambles it. So photo repair can't work anymore. It seemed logical, but was it true? Pop was freaked out by this. He wrote about it in a paper in a prestigious medical journal agreed to publish it. Not long after that, he was approached by a student named Bernhard Ruth. Do I hear music coming up there?
We're tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Listening to Thought Crime Live. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, from Republic Broadcasting Network. And I've been reading this article about UV light at a particular frequency being, I guess you would call it the internet of your cells or something. Their communication frequency operates on this wavelength, and this has been described in the way that was discovered. And I don't know why it hasn't been. In fact, it probably has been used to harm us. I mean, I've got this information. You talk about these lights that they use at certain frequencies to flip the messenger RNA in the gene zone. I've seen a lot of reports of that. I don't know it well enough to completely, go into it. But let me go back to this article I was reading about how they discovered it with the difference of two different chemicals, an anthracene and the alpha and the epsilon, one of them scattered UV light and then turned it into a different frequency. And the other one let it pass right through unaltered. And the one that altered it is the one that caused the cancer. They discovered that. And then there's this fellow Pop who talked about photo repair and that the frequency works if it's a much weaker one, but that best frequency was this same one, this 380 nanometers. So not long after that, Pop was approached by the student named Bernhard Ruth, who asked Pop to supervise his work for his doctoral dissertation. Pop told Ruth he was prepared to do so if the student could show that light was emanating from the human body. This meeting was fortuitous for Pop because Ruth happened to be an excellent experimental physicist. Ruth thought the idea was ridiculous and immediately set to work building equipment to prove Pop's hypothesis wrong. Within 2 years, Ruth had constructed a machine resembling a big X-ray detector, which used a photomultiplier to count light, photon by photon. Even today, it is still one of the best pieces of equipment in the field. Now, you know, I don't know. This article is probably 10. There may be something better by now. This is a little older article. But the machine had to be highly sensitive because it had to measure what Pop assumed would be extremely weak emissions. In an old documentary film taken in the laboratory at the International Institute of Biophysics, Dr. Pop opens a chamber about the size of a bread box. He places a fresh cutting from a plant and a wooden match in a plastic container inside the dark chamber and closes the light-proof door. Immediately, he switches on the photomultiplier and the image shows up on a computer screen. The matchstick is black while the green glowing silhouette of the leaves is clearly visible. And he exclaims, "We now know today that man is essentially a being of light." And this picture is amazing. In 1976, they were ready for their first cucumber seedlings. The photomultiplier showed that photons or light waves of a surprisingly high intensity were being emitted from the seedlings. in case the light had to do with an effect of photosynthesis, they decided that their next test with potatoes would be to grow the seedlings in the dark. This time, when the seedlings were placed in the photomultiplier, they registered an even higher intensity of light. What's more, the photons in the living systems they'd examined were more coherent than anything they'd ever seen. Pop began thinking about light in nature. Light was present in plants and was used during photosynthesis. When we eat plant foods, he thought, it must be that we take up the photons and store them. When we consume broccoli, for example, and digest it, it's metabolized into carbon dioxide and water, plus the light stored from the sun and photosynthesis. We extract CO2 and eliminate the water. But the light, an EM wave, must be stored. When taken in by the body, the energy of these photons dissipates and becomes distributed over the entire spectrum of EM frequencies from the lowest to the highest. This energy is the driving force for all molecules in your body. Before any chemical reaction can occur, at least one electron must be activated by a photon with a certain wavelength and enough energy. The biochemist and Nobel Prize winner Leninger mentioned in his textbook that some reactions in the living cell happen quite a lot faster than what corresponds to our body temperature. The explanation seems to be that the body purposely directs chemical reactions by means of electromagnetic vibrations, which are called biophotons. And when I started to research for the show today, this article that I'm going through, I have read, you know, something that I've known for a while, and information I try to share if I can with people when I can. But looking at it today, I saw that there is some stuff about biophotons in the literature now that there didn't used to be. So I look forward to going back and seeing more about this, but I wanted to read some of this article and just it's something that we need to realize, you know, the medical system could be using this to help you. Is it, have you heard it? Anybody tell you about this light? And, you know, I mean, it just, yeah. And I have a caller on the line here. It's actually Luca who comes on after me. Luca, let me bring you on, sir, and see if you would like to comment about this or even the war, if you like, whichever topic you'd like to. How are you, sir? Can you hear me? Luca? I thought I had a call. I thought Luca was on the line, folks. Sorry. Well, maybe I'm not. Oh, there we go. Oh, there you go. sure. Okay. Thanks, Sam. Sorry. All right. Oh, that's okay, brother. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Yep. So, yeah. And so the Luca, Luca's. Hi, Luca. Yeah. Luca's the host after me on Luca's World. Hi, Luca. Would you like to comment on some of this or join or hear more? Which would it be, sir? Can you hear me, Luca?
Well, if you're talking to me, this is Art in Georgia.
Oh, Art in Georgia. Oh, gosh. Okay. It said Luca. Okay. Sorry. Hi. Huh. Hi, Art. Then, hi, Art. What would you like to talk about, sir? I thought it just had the wrong name on there. That's okay.
Well, hi, you got me all confused with your article there because I don't know anything about that. But you mentioned earlier, you kind of alluded, it sounded to me like you alluded to TV programming and stuff like that. And that's what I wanted to comment on. You know, I've found it here, I guess these past 10 years, almost impossible to find something to watch that isn't carrying some form of propaganda. And like, it's everything you've seen, you know, is either happening today, right now happening, or I guarantee you it's going to be in the next 5 years, you'll see something and you'll go, well, I remember a movie or I remember a TV show, you know? And so it's, to me, it's like I'm almost at the point, I don't even want to watch anything anymore because it's all propaganda. I was trying to watch these I know folks going to yell at me because I've been watching Disney Plus, but I've been watching the Marvel because I'm all about, I grew up in a comic book store, so I love comic book heroes. And it's getting to the point where I don't even want to watch these shows anymore because, you know, they're turning male characters into female, white characters into either Latino or black, and they're just misconstruing everything. And it's, I find it disgusting that they're doing that. They're taking things that we grew up with and twisting them around for political propaganda. Are you seeing the same thing?
Absolutely. I can't bear to watch it myself hardly anymore. And you see it everywhere. There's constant barrage of this propaganda where they display a reality, a world of today, which is reflects it not at all in the, like you said, the racial makeup and the number of LGBTQ, XYZ, whatever characters and all of that. And they push and push that perversion. And I've been watching it happen progressively my whole life. I was born in 1960, and about the 1970s, it really was changing in the 60s too. And they just keep pushing the same agenda. I think that maybe since the year 2000, things have been almost all on the same page. You know, before that, you might find diversity of thought a little bit in the mainstream media. But since then, all the music sounds the same too since then to me, the new stuff, art. I don't know what it is, but something along those lines. And you get force-fed this stuff if you go into a airport or somewhere. They're pushing CNN on you and things like that.
It's terrible, you know. And I mean, you almost can't watch anything that doesn't have some kind of sexual orientation like I was watching last night. I don't even remember what it was. I started watching something, and it was a comic book. And comic book hero, and there's scenes of men kissing men and women kissing women, and I'm like, why are we doing this? Why are we taking these heroes we grew up reading about, and they're perverting everything? It doesn't matter what it is. You can't even watch Star Trek anymore, I wouldn't think. You know, I haven't seen Star Trek in a while, but I wouldn't surprise me to find out even in Star Trek and all these others that we grew up with, everything is being perverted. Anyway, thank you for letting me vent, and I'll let you get back to your show.
Well, hey, thanks very much for the call, Art, and I do agree with you completely about the way things are being perverted, that this propaganda has been used to destroy us, at least most of my life. I appreciate you listening, and I have next up Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Can you hear me?
Hello there, kiddo. How you doing?
Howdy.
That works. For one thing, as far as the light sound and all that, yes, there is a natural frequency for it. But since that's been discovered, there's been ways to research to weaponize it against the public. And a lot of people say, oh, there's nothing wrong with this. Excuse me, but when you're going down the road, of course, it happens with your media. This is why we've been watching your shows on the booth, too, because they're all twisted, perverted, and everything else. But as I agree with the previous caller, it's absurd because it shouldn't be happening, but it does. It's another form of mind control, for that matter, and mass hypnosis. Even subliminal mass hypnosis is ridiculous. As far as the frequency of light goes, I remember when you went down the roadway and you had oncoming headlights coming to you, you could actually look at the front of the vehicle even with the headlights on and not get blinded, depending on how sensitive mm-hmm. your eyes were. This day and time, for the past 2 decades, maybe 3, you go down the road and you have a vehicle coming towards you, you almost swear they have their high beams on because the light intensity has been so, the frequency has been so adulterated, dare I say LED, mm-hmm. That it literally... the only way you can pass by the vehicle is to watch the line on the side of the road so you know you're not running off the road. Otherwise, you're blinded by it if you have to glance at it, and you lose your depth of perception as a result, which I think mm-hmm. is the intention, because insurance companies are, like, hurting for money because of the fact that there's no accidents going on. So it's mm-hmm. all an intertwined web of greed, fear, and hate. And so light's been weaponized, sound has been weaponized, along with your biological warfare has been weaponized. So people have to mind what they're doing, how they're doing it, and keep their immune system in check and in order so that they can actually fight against it and help others to fight against it. So with that,
Yeah, thanks, Francis. Let me ask you this. Do you think that this technology has been developed some that could be of help? You know, I mean, the red light therapy, for one thing, that they actually give people now who have the peripheral neuropathy, that is about the only part I know that has penetrated mainstream medicine of this kind of information. Have you heard about that any?
No, I have not. But the thing is that in the media, they're going to present things as though, oh, this is fantastic. This is a new technology. We can do this. We can do this to help the public. Well, on the back side of that flip of that hand, they're using it and weaponizing it to harm people. So people have to do the research to find out about what is being presented to them by their doctor or whatever and medically specified. Just like, dare I say, when on the slide subject of that, regarding your ID, your driver's license. Well, supposedly you're supposed to have a smart ID or whatever that has a gold star on it. You can opt out of it. You can do that. They won't present it to you unless you happen to get a hold of somebody that's somewhat aware of what's going on, and they're not going to let on about it. Because when I had to replace the license, I was asked if I want to do this or opt out. I said, opt out. And so I just simply had to sign a document that said that, and that was it. So I didn't have to worry about being tracked. Of course, I'm being tracked by other patients, but go figure.
So far, I've been able to avoid that as well, and I hope that I still will be able to, but that is what they're pushing to digitally ID everyone. Yes. I think that's an even bigger threat to us, actually, than the wars that they're pushing. But the war, I wanted to rant against these war horrors to start with, but I think that is really more prescient for us. And
couple quick thoughts for you. One, the aspect of war, they're using the war as a ceremonial tactic and a distraction as well. And with all the components and threats therein connected to it. And quite frankly, on that one song you have on the bumper reminds me of one song by St. Floyd says, Dogs of War. And every time I hear that, it creeps me out of how disgusting and revolting it is within the name. As far as the idea is concerned, people can opt out of it, and there was something else along with that that people have to research that stuff, even with their doctor's recommendation. They have to research it. So, with that, I'll have lime pole variant part of my corona and all the variants.
Well, thanks very much for listening and for the call. And next,
later, kiddo.
Tony in Chicago. Thank you, Francis. Tony, how you doing, brother? Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've been kind of like listening on and off to what you've been talking about. You're talking about something like, you know, are you talking about psychological brainwashing of the masses or something along chemical lines or?
That was part of it, yeah. I mean, we were talking about the programming, the way that the media has been used to manipulate and push a lie for so much. How I did mention that deception is the most dangerous, potent weapon that they have.
Yeah, but and obviously I'm not calling about this issue, but you know, if you go to sports bars, okay, and you look if you know as regards to the media brainwashing people, okay, you go to sports bars when they're crowded and they'll put the local Jew news on, which is just in big cities like this, it's just appalling, it's nauseating. It is just so anti-white and communist Jew. You couldn't even listen to it. What you'll notice is that nobody's looking at the screens. Okay, so people.
Well, that's
for the most part
good, but yeah.
For the most part, the unwashed masses of white America, they ain't even looking at this garbage anymore. So I don't even think you could blame it. You understand what I'm saying? Because they just turn it off. That's why they're just so in the dark about everything. But, you know, I just want to follow up that you were on, the show yesterday. I just want to follow up. You know, I don't even know if it was brought up on Farron's show. You know what I'm flipping out about. And I just have to make people, the listeners, aware what's going down, coming down in Florida. Because, you know, this is key. I don't know if you've looked this thing up, you know, but there's that state representative in Delray Beach. And he had a number of Republicans and a number of Democrats introduced that anti-Semitism bill yesterday, and I'm going to tell you something. That sucker just puts a dagger in the First Amendment, and, you know, it will pass. It will pass the House in Florida. I know it will. Okay, I just see it. I just know it will. Okay, and then someone has to take the same thing up in the Senate, and then, you know, they're going to stick it in DeSantis's face. Now, you know, the bottom line, you know that this traitor down in Delray Beach, believe it or not, he's some Italian dude, probably a Catholic. Okay, he didn't even write this thing. He didn't write that. Oh, so you did look at this thing? Good.
Yes,
glad,
Caruso,
brother.
Yes,
I'm glad. I'm glad, brother, that you at least looked into this. I'm trying to get other people to look into this because, you know, if they get away with this thing, obviously it has to be sued against. You know, but the thing is, you know, on gun legislation, you've got a couple gun groups that will go sue that have money. But on something like this, I don't even know if there's anybody out there with money. You follow what I'm saying?
Legal expertise to take this thing.
You see what I'm saying, though? And especially because it's about you know, the Jews and this perceived, you know, persecution they're complaining about. And you know, the bottom line is it's totally the other way around. Okay, you know, I'm reading these articles down there. Oh, the Jewish community feels threatened. Well, look at, I feel threatened by the Jewish community. Okay, because I'm smart enough to be looking on BitChute at these rabbi videos, okay, throughout this nation of these SOBs calling us Amalek, and you brought this up, and calling for our extermination. And that is exactly what's coming out of their mouth. It's, you know, Esau, Adam, all these references, you know, to the white race, that we're Rome, and that not only do we have to be exterminated off the face of the earth, the memory of us has to be blotted out. Okay, this is going on in these synagogues all over this nation. It's very obvious, and it's been going on for some time. It's been hidden. Okay, now it's on YouTube, you know, but or BitChute. It's coming out. It's coming. Very few people have a clue what these people and their religion is really about, and the vicious hatred they have towards us. Many of them do. And they're playing it out in politics, because you look at this government that we have now, it's all Jews, and we're under attack by it. And it just, you know, I guess what you're talking about, you know, brainwashing and conditioning, how the white race can just sit there in this country, and this is going on, it's obvious in your face, we're under attack by these people. And they'll just sit there, they don't even have a clue, they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis. But what I'm so terrified of this, if you think that this thing, if they get away with this in Florida, okay, and like I said, sooner or later it has to be, I don't know who's going to sue against it. I assume someone would, okay, but everybody's afraid of these people for some weird reason. That's just going to be the beginning of it. This is just the first play of this. They're going to be going around all over the country doing this thing. Yeah. Don't you understand?
I'm afraid you're right, Tony. I do think you're right. I appreciate you bringing that up and calling. I do have one more caller I want to get to.
All right, I'll let you go. Thanks a lot. Listen, I just had to get that off my chest.
This is
really important. Bye bye.
Florida. Caruso is the representative, y'all. Just, yeah, if you, he's yours, send him a letter. And, I have Stoney in Georgia. Stoney, hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Hello, Mr. Douglas Whitener. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Howdy.
Okay. Now, first off, I want to say you are 100% right on about the DNA and the fact that we are light. If you you don't remember, but if you've had children, in the moment of intercourse, when you know, you ejaculated to fertilize an egg, that began with a spark. Okay, that was a spark. The ejaculation was a spark. It was a spark of light. Okay, with living semen to go fertilize an egg. All right. Now you're 100% right. Now there's another Russian scientist who did a study on DNA, and what he did was he took human tissue, and it was cut up into two parts from the same human skin, and they separated the tissue into two different cultures by quartz crystal. All right. Yes. And both of the tissues were maintained and they were living in resonance with each other until they decided to infect one with a bacterium.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they infected that one, it started to die. But what they found, what was amazing, is that the tissue that wasn't infected started to die in what they call a sympathy resonance with the with the skin that was infected.
Now, that's fascinating. I'm not familiar with that particular one. Sorry, go right ahead, sir.
I can't remember the name of that particular scientist, but I will get it for you. Okay. And you can look that up. But what I need to do is talk with you off air because we've been meaning to connect for a minute now. And but I want to talk. If you want to take the next caller, I'll just hold and talk to you off air.
And Sam can give me your number or vice versa. That's fine. We can talk off air.
You can hold
on to Skype if you want to. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll hold for now.
Let me see if I have another. I'm not sure I have another caller, Stoney, and we're almost out of time too. Let me check in. You're the last one. And hey, thanks very much for calling, Stoney. Thank you all for listening and committing thought crime with me today on Republic Broadcasting Network. And remember, a thought crime a day helps keep tyranny at bay. Thanks.
You'd hide behind walls. You'd hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.